Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip in Israel. The Palestinian leadership is furious about the Abraham Accords, but at the same time, the Palestinian man in the street is not as upset. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
September the 13th, the anniversary of the Oslo Accords, which are basically dead in the water. However, Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority, said it was a black day for the Palestinians, and they are warning of a third intifada, which could be an all-out war against the Jewish state of Israel. Your comments?
Bluster is all I can say, Jimmy, because the PA and Hamas and Islamic Jihad all called for major demonstrations on last Tuesday when the peace accords were signed. Instead, just a few hundred people came out in Ramallah, in Bethlehem, in the Gaza Strip to shout a few slogans and do a few things, and then they went home. So the most action we saw was over 12 rockets being fired into southern Israel, Ashkelon and Ashdod. The Iron Dome intercepted 8 of those, but there was some damage. That was the official reaction, but the people, they didn't get that riled up. I think, again, UAE, big deal, Bahrain, long ways away. It doesn't negatively affect their lives, and I don't think that the PA leadership, as much as it may try, is going to be able to stir up another uprising. Now, had Israel annexed 30% of Judea and Samaria, as we were all expecting before now even, then I think we would have seen major street unrest. We would have seen a huge upturn in terrorism. None of that so far has happened after these accords have been signed, and we can only pray that will remain the case and that the rocket fire will be ceased.
David Dolan's report on the very angry Palestinian leadership over the Abraham Accords, while the Palestinian body politic is not as much upset. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's prophetic word speaks of the Palestinian people today as the Edomites of biblical times. That's Genesis 25, verses 22 to 34, and Genesis 36, verse 1. As you trace Esau, Edom, through the pages of Scripture, in Ezekiel 35, you find out that the Palestinian people will rise up and kill the Jews and then steal their land. Malachi chapter 1 says that they will return to Israel to rebuild. However, God will call their borders the borders of wickedness. And the little book of Obadiah says that the Palestinians will be destroyed forever, as if they had never been at the return of the Messiah. And that's the last chapter on the Palestinian people of today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...